Hey, Judy, I need to borrow one of your laser aptotronic hair curlers.
Let me guess. You needed to curl another one of your hairy inventions.
You got it. My scientific triumph, Evolution. An invention that's a true experience.
Well, it can't be as bad as the experience I had with the automatic makeup applicator you invented for me. Look!
Just need some fine-tuning. I'll get to it after I finish inventing Evolution.
Why? What to do? Invent a better inventor than you?
Evolution will adjust my brain ahead in terms of human evolution.
Ha! I'll settle for adjusting your brain ahead enough for you to remember to return my curler.
Go on, laugh. But wait till you see how brilliant I am on my makeup test tomorrow.
Did you say makeup?
Hi, Roy boy.
Let's see. Cratersonic's Grunsker valve is open. Electrochemical fiberistic lasers are tetravated. And the curler goes here.
Rich, boy, rich.
Then now, boy, I'm busy. Maybe I need a test subject first. Oh, Judy. You want to come in and try something for me?
Not a chance.
Rosie. Good old Rosie. Always my pal.
What is it, boy, boy?
Want to try something that'll make you smarter?
Thanks, but I'm already smart enough to stay away from that thing.
Why not? Wow, it works. Incredible. It might be way into the future. Maybe 100 years. More? 1,000 years? More than that? 10,000 years? Oh my gosh, it even thinks. Boy, will I ever pass that test tomorrow? Hey, put me down. It looked better advanced a little. Well, I got them ready to take the big step myself.
Hey, Rich.
Oh, come on, Astro. I told you. Not now. I'm onto something real big here.
Oh, well.
Oh, no. He's evolved back in time. He's prehistoric. Oh, Astro, I just gotta get you back to normal. This dumb joystick is stuck. Well, that's the end of that invention. Good thing I got you back to normal before it broke.
Hi, everybody, I'm home.
Come on, Astro. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Daddy. You have a good day?
Yeah, but I worked over an hour and a half. Spacely doesn't give a hoot about abiding by the 5-hour work week laws. He's a slave driver.
Jetson, this is your slave driver calling. We've got an emergency on our new sprocket cookie assembly line.
No problem, boss. Count on me. Nothing's too big or too small for George Jetson to solve.
Good. The thermodynamic electrons in the cyclodermic gas mixture is creating a counterforce ratio, and no one knows what the hyperkinetic balance quotient should be. Yes! And they taste terrible. Jetson, I want you to get down here immediately with the answer.
Morty, old boy, I might have an answer if I only understood the question.
Readjust the cyclodermic gas mixture to 99.3, and it will work perfectly.
Elroy, you know this is much too advanced even for you.
Oh, I didn't say anything, Dad.
Don't look at me, George. Not me, Daddy.
It was I who spoke. You most assuredly will find that what I said was perfectly correct.
Astro, you've turned into a super genius.
Genius? I now have an IQ of 4,237. So you see, dear boy, I'm not as dim-witted as that.
Astro, what Otto, you're sensational.
He's wonderful.
Jumping Jupiter Astro got it right. And that's the toughest problem in all of hyperliquid algebra.
Elementary, Elroy. Not the least bit challenging.
Astro, are you sure you know what you're doing with Rosie's controls?
It's a simple procedure. But you must realize any improvements I make are severely limited by the fact that this robot was originally engineered by, excuse the expression, human minds. There. In spite of the basic design limitations, she'll operate more efficiently.
That's remarkable. She'll get a month's work done in 5 minutes.
Hey, this is incredible. Do you realize Astro is the world's smartest dog?
You mean world's smartest super brain.
World's smartest? Please. Galaxy's smartest. By a scant 3,800 IQ points.
What's that you're watching, Astro?
Just absorbing the entire content of the main library of intergalactic knowledge at high speed.
You mean your brain is taking in the entire encyclopedia and things like that in seconds?
A through N took me 2 seconds, but M through Z was faster.
Now that's a good dog.
Say, Astro, how's about us going to the park so you can play fetch?
Boring. That kind of thing just somehow doesn't appeal to me anymore.
Yeah, sure, Astro. I understand.
Astro has better things to do.
Really? You don't need me. I can just jot down the answer for you.
And get cheated out of showing off my super genius bow-wow? Not a chance.
I wiped all the windows, scrubbed the bathroom, painted the bed, and done all my work for the next 3 years.
Pity. They just can't build them well enough to keep up with advanced technology.
Now, this is what I call zip. What did you do to the jet car, Astro?
Just a simple operational adjustment of the thrillinators.
No, no, no!
At this increased velocity, you've got to brake 7.84 seconds earlier. Well, I can improve the car, but not the driver.
Sorry, Mr. Spacely. Jetson, you maniac, you're fired! Yes, sir, but you should know I've solved the cookie production problem you mentioned.
You have? Perhaps I was a little hasty.
Well, it's not really my solution. My dog gave it to me. Tell him, Astro. Well, go ahead, boy, tell him.
Is this your idea of a joke, Jetson? Just get it. Just get into that plant and fix that thing, Jetson.
Please, Astro, count to 10 backwards, maybe? Oh, come on, boy. Would you settle for just shaking hands or rolling over?
Jetson!
Why, Astro? Why did you have to make me look like I'm crazy?
Can't you see? A pea brain like Spacely could never absorb the idea of a super intelligent dog. No telling how he might react.
I suppose you're right. About being a pea brain, I mean. These cookies taste worse than Spacely said.
It's exactly what I said it was. If I adjust the hydrothermatic set screw control to 99.3, that will do it.
Jetson, you've done it. You're a positive genius. And I'm sorry I was short with you back there. I think you should have a raise. And a big new responsibility. From now on, you're my second assistant to the supervising vice president in charge of every control device in the place.
Second assistant to the superintending vice president? I'm overwhelmed. You got the right man, Mr. Spacely. And believe me, you won't regret it.
Good then. Oh, and George, I've figured out what's causing all the sneezing. I'm allergic to that mud of yours. Now get him out of here.
Get him out? But Mr. Spacely, I mustn't. I can't.
I want that dog out of here now.
Astro, will you show him you're not just a dumb dog? Please, Astro, show him.
Jetson!
Yeah.
you know? Another thing about you humans that's at a truly primitive level is job security.
Well, one nice thing about not having a car, you get to walk a lot more. Astro? Here, boy! Astro! Where did that dog go? Come on, Astro, we don't have time for that.
Now, there's a game player if I ever saw one.
Yes, he may be a dog, but he's...
How about it, sport? Want to try some of the other games?
Me? Nah, afraid we don't have time.
Solving the magic cube shows you have superior mentality. But are you ready for Chess-O-Matic? I developed Chess-O-Matic myself. The world's first absolutely unbeatable computer chess player.
Unbeatable? Ha! The thief. Junk.
Yes, sir. Chess-O-Matic has made Swifty's Game Shops a galaxy-wide operation with 287 outlets. Nobody can beat it, but they love to try. For a little wager, of course.
Go ahead. Do what I tell you, and we'll make that thing look dumber than a dime store gum machine.
Well, we're gonna need the money, all right. Okay, I'll give it a whirl.
That's a sport. Let's bet, say, $5. You do have a bank card, don't you?
Let's say $10.
Boy, there's one born every minute. Your move, sport.
Move your rook to level 3 and take his knight. That's it. Now, move your queen.
Yes, sirree. Nobody's ever... Hey, what's going on?
Checkmate. Player wins.
I guess you owe me $10.
Sport? Oh, yeah? Well, I don't know what went wrong, but I know you can't beat it again. It's impossible.
$50 says I can.
You're right.
Checkmate. I win again.
The odds on your winning again are a zillion to one. Want to try, sport?
Nice shot. What do you say you put it up, along with the other 287?
That's everything I own. And what do you put up?
Well, fair's fair. Everything I own. My apartment, my bank account, everything.
Okay, you're on. Oh, and by the way, get that dog out of here. Can't you see the sign?
Don't sweat it. Just watch me through the window, and I'll give you all the right signals.
And my bishop moves forward. My bishop moves left. And for my final move... Oh, no!
And to think I once enjoyed this kind of company. 34, 14, 29, at...
Goodbye and good luck.
Poor, poor dumb things.
What do you mean we have no car and no place to live?
Dad, what happened to Astro?
Can you hold it down a little? I'm watching my favorite game show.
No job, no hope, nothing. And it was all Astro's fault.
That's the last time I will ever travel coach class. Why's everybody looking so glum?
Glum? Ha! Why should our total ruin make us glum, Astro?
Astro, you're all right.
I'm more than capable of taking care of myself, dear boy.
You want to go for a walk?
Frankly, I couldn't think of anything more boring.
I feel like I've lost my best friend.
And I feel like I've lost Rosie, who is flat on her back for 6 months with exhausted circuits.
To tell you the truth, Astro, you're no fun for me anymore. I'd have more fun with a big furry computer chip.
I know that, Elroy. It's just the way things are. I know how much trouble I've caused all of you, and you know how bored I've been. So, there's only one thing to do. I'm applying to the Saturn campus of Oxford University for a full professorship. I'll be leaving immediately.
You leave for Saturn?
Astro, there's no need for that.
You can't go, Astro.
So this is your fun-filled host, Wink Marchandale, saying so long for Brain Buster. Tune in tomorrow when some lucky contestant might just win a winky $1 million.
That's it. With Astro supplying the answers, we could win enough to buy back our apartment.
And a new car.
And everything else. Will you do it, Astro?
I suppose I owe it to you. But then it's definitely goodbye.
So let's give a big welcome to our first contestant, Mr. George Jetson.
Yay!
And he wants to have his Bow Wow with him for luck. Isn't that cute, folks?
Yay!
Good luck, Daddy. You can do it, George. Astro.
I don't want you to go, Astro.
And now it's time for our contestant to enter the Brainbuster booth. Can you hear me, George boy?
Yeah, I can hear you, Wink.
Ooh, but you'll wish you couldn't when you hear how hard the first question is. Aren't we devils?
Yeah!
And now, for one quarter of $1,000,000 Winky dollars.
Calm down. Just say exactly what I tell you, and it'll be fine.
Got it. Exactly what you say.
Using the Fliederman theory of light ray refraction, how long would it take a spaceship to reach the eighth moon on the far side of the planet Krell? Maybe he should have brought along a rabbit's foot instead of his good luck doggy, huh, folks?
Exactly 3 hours, 26 minutes, and 47 and a half seconds.
What? That's absolutely correct!
I didn't think it was humanly possible.
It wasn't. It was doggily possible. Just think, everyone in the galaxy is watching our George and our Astro.
Isn't Wink Martindale an absolute doll?
We had some great old times, Astro. I'm gonna miss you, boy.
That's correct again for $500,000 Winky dollars.
Yay!
Now, George, do you want to quit or go for the full million?
Wink, we Jetsons have never been quitted.
The plan. Let's change back to normal. That means Astro is going to change back, too.
Whoopee!
Here is your $1,000,000 question. What is the exact chemical composition of the planet Krell in the Googola galaxy?
The chemical formula.
The chemical formula is 0.3275 times the rare root.
What was that? I didn't quite get that answer.
What's wrong, Astro?
I'm wrong.
I'm sorry, but that answer is incorrect. But you can still win half a Winky Million by answering this last question.
What's the matter with Daddy? Is he putting us on?
Sounds like what he ought to put on is the flea collar.
Attaboy, Astro. Change back to normal.
Name the asteroid which fell onto the planet Saturn on the morning of June the 6th in the year 2012.
Come on, Astro boy. What's the answer?
Astro, you're my wonderful doggy again.
I'm sorry, but you've lost everything, Mr. Jetson.
Roomroy!
Astro, good to have you back to your old self.
Sure. What's losing $1,000,000 compared to having him drool like he used to?
The door. That must be the new owners.
Yeah, I guess it's a goodbye apartment. Goodbye everything.
Jetson, you're a genius.
Mr. Spacely. Now, Mr. Spacely, don't yell at me anymore. I've lost everything, and I don't need any more bashing.
Bashing? George, I'm not here to bash you. I'm here to see if you'll come back to work in the Spacely Sprocket Cookie Division.
But, Mr. Spacely, they tasted terrible. Were you somehow able to improve them?
No, they still taste terrible. To humans. But to dogs, they're sensational.
Well, I'll be darned. Why do you want me back?
Because I saw you on the Wink Martindale show, and nobody could possibly know my new product like you. You'll be perfect for Spacely Dog Cookies, Jetson. You think like a dog.
But I haven't got a car to get to work.
I'll give you a company car.
And I don't have an apartment. We're losing this one.
I'll buy it back for you. Anything. Just say yes.
I accept. I must have a technical advisor.
Huh? Who?
Astro.
Why? What do you need? Yes! What do you need him for? What do you need? Yes! Is he something special? Yes!
No, thank heaven. He's just a plain old ordinary dog.